Wake up, wake up.
Hi, I'm Matthew Carlock, and you're listening to another episode of Sleep Deprived Storytime, where I go over the what's, where's, who, how's, when's, and oh my gods of raising my two kids. This is an incredibly exhausting but ultimately rewarding experience. Let's chat.
Now let's get on with the show.
Welcome back, friends, family, neighbors, randos on the internet. You know, you can't be randos anymore. If you found my podcast and you've listened to me, then by golly, we're friends. Well, I'm trying something new. It's been a minute, very, very long minute since I've done any kind of podcasting, but I really want to get back into it, so I've had to rework some things. It's going to be, you know, as I said, different. Instead of being able to put my kid down every night and tell him a story, with two kids now, there's a lot more juggling that goes on with that. There's a lot more give and take, switching off, so much. Instead, I'm going to focus on maybe one or two things that I experienced recently, what I've learned, and then I'm going to do a recap of what the internet says. The good parts of the internet, the part that you go and you research, and being a teacher, you know how to, you should know how to find the good sites and filter out the bupkis from the actual things that you want to read and will give you information. I'm not saying it's going to be a success, but it's what I'm going to try. Let's give it a shot. Story one. I titled this one, Poop! Clean up on aisle, well, all of them. Not once, or even twice, but three times I have woken to the sound of my child calling my name, loudly, from the bathroom that is down the hall, telling me that either they need my help wiping them, or that they attempted it themselves. And believe me, dear friends, being told that they need help is far, far better than finding out later that they needed help but thought they could do it on their own. Potty training. There are tons of books and materials on how to train your child to sit on the potty and to go to the bathroom, getting the pee in there. There's tons of stuff for boys on how to get them to aim once they start standing or once they want to start standing. My first kid is 4.5 now, and he's tall. He's a tall 4.5-year-old. He's so tall he can ride pretty much all the rides in a theme park if he wanted to, but he's 4 and he weighs about as much as a wet stick. Anyway, this wonderful tall child started going to the bathroom on his own pretty early on, about 2, 2.5. Well, I guess that's not early. It's about average. There is no material. Well, okay, I lied. I found stuff on the internet. But there's not as much and not as readily available for how to teach your child how to wipe. I first came across this notion when a colleague of mine told me about her adventures with her kid, and how she would, her kid would often go into the bathroom and then like come out pants down and yell at her to, you know, come wipe her. I laughed at the time thinking I thought it was bad when I had to pick up diarrhea from a poop bag from my dogs, but what goes around comes around. And being woken up to the screams from the bathroom, I thought I knew what to prepare for. What I wasn't prepared for was I got poop on my ankle. Yeah. Yeah. I was very, very confused, and in my very sleep-deprived state, I got up and tried to figure out what they meant. See, they had walked from the bathroom into our room to tell me this, so I guess I didn't wake up from them yelling. And sure enough, there was a streak of poop on their ankle. Morning baths ensued, and so did a game of Find the Stains. And the kid, being, you know, embarrassed, did not want to help. I'll put it that way. Wasn't in a mood for helping. I mean, they wanted me to clean it up, but they just didn't know how to go about it. After getting them cleaned up, then it was a matter of trying to find all the footprints, all the spots on the floor where they had sat on their carpet in their room, and a couple of places on their bed where they tried to get back into bed at first, and then they decided they wanted to get out of bed and play with their toys and stuff. So yeah, that was a fun morning. What I've learned from the experts is that while this might not be a common occurrence, there's more than enough resources out there to teach unsuspecting parents how to clean up lots of stains. You can find the best information on pet websites. No problem there. But there's several websites, Fatherly, Today's Parent, and Good Housekeeping. They have wonderful tips and hints on how to clean out stains on the floor. Most of them agree that dabbing with cloth and cleaning the area with a hot towel with a little bit of dishwashing liquid, you know, Blue Dawn stuff, white vinegar, but also they throw in some hydrogen peroxide, glass stoppers for smaller areas, OxyClean even, and of course your general like pet stain remover shout stuff. A couple of really, really good tips that I picked up after this scenario was making sure that all of the particles are cleaned. Because you don't want to come back to an area that you thought you cleaned and find out later that you missed a spot, or what is this weird smell still in the room? Yes, so some of the best ways to make sure you get all the spots, UV light helps, but also when you're picking up the poop, make sure that you use a solid surface to do most of the scooping. Now, if it's stains that you're worried about, again, just, you know, paper towels and stuff. One of the better methods or tips that I came across was using, rather than a super solid thing like a spoon or spatula for scraping, use something like cardboard paper plate, a styrofoam cup, something like that. Something that you can easily dispose of and not feel too bad about. After that, I did a little dive into like how to teach our kid to go to the bathroom and how, not just go to the bathroom, sorry, how to wipe themselves. There are several things that you got to keep in mind. Mostly, while this might not be something the parents want to tackle, it's something that definitely needs to occur, like potty training, probably before a certain age. Heads up, I've been talking to lots of colleagues and they sent me down a path. Public school teachers, kindergarten teachers, they are not allowed to help in any way, shape, or form. Unless your kid has a 504 IEP, something like that, that demands their help, special education services, the teacher can't do anything to help them, no matter how much the child screams and cries and begs. And that will break the teacher's heart, but they can't do anything about it. So the kid needs to know what to do before they get to school. So around 3 to 4, 4.5 to 5, you really need to hit that home. The general consensus is modeling how to do it. You're already going to be wiping them. You can, when you're ready to move forward, tell them what you are going to do, how you are going to do it. Show them the step-by-step process. Then, after they get the idea of what's going to happen, what they're going to try to do, you let them help you out first. Little bits. Can you get me enough toilet paper? So that you teach them how not to get the whole roll. You get them, you know, just as many squares as you deem necessary. And folding rather than bunching, things like that. Once they get into the pattern and the habit, you go first, then they go, then you go, then they go. And it's working out much better whenever it is occurring now in our home. Gives it a shot. He's doing so much better. No more problems, no more accidents. I do want to do a little shout out that I am aware that in a lot of places that are not the United States, there are other standards, other norms. We don't really have bidets and we flush the toilet paper. There are other ways to do it. I know this was advice for mostly parents living in the US. But since I am releasing these on, I am also releasing these on Anchor. If you are also a person who listens on that app, you can send me a direct message. Let me know what your norms are or what your tips and tricks are. I'll be glad to review them and to let other people know as well. I'd like to shout out to CanDoKids.com. todaysparent.com and busytoddler.com for some really great resources that I summarized for you guys on here. Okay, that has been my first episode back. Let's hope I can get a few more out. I really miss this. I miss you guys. All right. As always, do your best, take humor in the little things, and get some sleep. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. Please support the podcast by liking, sharing, and subscribing on whatever platform you're listening to. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at SDSTPodcast. You can follow me personally on my Instagram and Twitters at KCOLRACM. That's at ColracM. And finally, a big shout out to Albert Maldonado for engineering the sound to perfection and writing our really awesome song. All right. See you next time.